Well, now to the growing warnings from the White House about threats from Iran that many are concerned are sounding like the lead up to the war in Iraq. Joining us now is Congressman Adam Smith, who's the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. Chairman, welcome.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, have you been briefed on the Iran threat?
Yes, I've had several conversations with the Secretary of Defense, and we've received a couple of briefings. I've got another briefing tomorrow. And it's sort of hard to discern from that briefing any specific thing that Iran is doing now that is substantially different than what they were doing a week ago or a month ago or 3 or 4 years ago. Certainly, you know, Iran is engaged in a variety of activities in the Middle East and Syria and Lebanon and Yemen and Iraq. I don't see the evidence that there's actually been an increase in that threat environment.
So what do you think is going on? Why, for example, move a lot of Americans out of the embassy in Baghdad and the consulate in Erbil?
Well, it is possible. Now, I mean, arguably the tipping point for this was the declaration of the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps as a terrorist organization. And Iran expressed considerable anger at that and, you know, retribution. So we could be perceiving that because of that, tensions have been ramped up. And what I've been told by the Secretary of Defense is that the forces are being moved in the area in order to discourage Iran from attacking our forces in any way. But then overlaying it all is John Bolton, who has long advocated for regime change, who has long said, you know, things publicly that make it clear that he is very forward-leaning in terms of using the U.S. military to advance our policy objectives. And I'm worried that Bolton is pushing that agenda and that, you know, without Secretary Mattis over at the Pentagon and his credibility on foreign policy matters and on fighting wars to, you know, sort of rein that back in. And then with President Trump, who doesn't have much of a record one way or the other, you know, could John Bolton force us into a conflict with Iran with unpredictable consequences?
Do you think it would be a mistake to move in a military direction with Iran?
Absolutely. I think the impacts of that are impossible to anticipate, but you can definitely see it escalating. I mean, that whole region is already in conflict. You know, you have certainly Israel, which is very concerned about Iran and vice versa, but then you also have the Arab-Persian conflict with Saudi Arabia and the UAE ready to ramp things up against Iran. So if someone fires the first shot, a whole lot of shots could fire in a number of different countries throughout the Middle East. You could be in a full-scale conflict that dwarfs the size of what happened in the Iraq War.
Do you think that the White House believes that an attack on Saudi Arabia is an attack on the United States?
I certainly hope not. But I don't know for sure. I'm not sure how tight that relationship is. Primarily, the foreign policy that Bolton has pushed is less about Saudi Arabia and more about, you know, containing Iran's efforts to undermine our interests and our influence, whether it's in Iraq, what we were trying to do in Syria, you know, our relationship with Israel. But there's not a clear foreign policy doctrine from the president when it comes to the Middle East. America first really doesn't answer some of the more subtle and important questions about what relationships we view most important and what we're trying to truly accomplish in the Middle East. So I'm nervous that in the absence of a strategy, and I know John Bolton has a strategy, I don't agree with it, but he has one, do they go down that road of thinking, well, this is what we have to do because Iran is so big of a menace that we have to change their regime. And I think that would be a huge mistake.
Can the administration take military action against Iran without the approval of Congress?
Yes. The history of the presidency is that most presidents have taken whatever military action they saw fit and not waited for congressional approval. You know, President Obama did it in Libya. President Clinton did it in Kosovo. You know, it's not peculiar to Republican or Democratic presidents. It's long been the opinion of every president I'm aware of that their commander-in-chief status gives them the right to engage forces. And I'm sure if President Trump were to do that in this case, he would argue that he was acting in self-defense, that Iran was a threat. So, regrettably, the way it plays out, you know, even though we have the power to declare war, the president controls the military. Now, Congress should certainly attempt to exercise our authority and to say, you shouldn't do this without our approval. But at the end of the day, if the president wants to, he will.
So, as the chair of the House Armed Services Committee, what would you like to see next from the White House?
Well, I would like to see a clearer and more coherent explanation of what the threat is from Iran that we are trying to contain, so that we don't go chasing shadows here, that there is actually something happening that rises to the level of us using the military. And then second, so let's say that you think a military strike is warranted, where do you go from there? I mean, if regime change is the goal, then that is, I think, a horrific policy idea. The amount of, you know, blood that would have to be shed in the militaries that would be involved in removing the regime in Iran is overwhelming. And so if it's not regime change, then what is it? You know, what are you trying to accomplish? You know, what behavior is it that you want Iran to stop or start? And how do you see our actions achieving that? I don't think there is a clear linear step of military action to us getting Iran to doing what they want to do. And I'm worried that there's just sort of this wish and a hope that if we hit them, they'll change their behavior. I don't think that it plays out that way, and I think the administration needs to better explain what their plan is if that's where they're going.
That's Congressman Adam Smith, who is the chairman of the House Armed Services Committee. Congressman, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.